This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Randy Kamen, psychologist, educator, and author of Behind the Therapy Door, Simple Strategies to Transform Your Life. Dr. Kamen, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Eric.
You are more than welcome. It is our pleasure as well. So first of all, what's your expertise and focus in the field of psychology?
So my areas of specialization include the treatment of stress, pain, and psychosomatic disorders. In the field of psychology, psychosomatic disorders basically refers to disorders or struggles that involve the interaction of the mind and body. And given that a conservative estimate of 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related, knowing how to manage stress and the way it impacts the mind and body is crucial for taking responsibility for our health and well-being.
And your book is titled Behind the Therapy Door. Does this mean you advocate that therapists should be more open about their professional knowledge and role in their patient's journey?
Well, Behind the Therapy Door is really an insider's look at what happens in the therapy room. I'm not sure all therapists would be open to that, but I'm not sure that it's a negative either. But I see myself as a facilitator, allowing people to look behind the mystique of the therapy door. As a psychologist and educator, I believe that empowering people to take charge of their own journey is most important, and for people to be their own best healthcare advocates. And this is possible and highly accessible, especially when people learn certain basic skills and strategies that can optimize their mental and physical well-being. So my approach combines the best of modern science with ancient traditions and is translated into user-friendly step-by-step instructions that address the problems that we all face as we move throughout the life cycle. And it's my hope that I dispel the idea that therapy is something secretive, abstract, or even shameful. And even though therapy is not for everyone, those that do choose to engage in the therapy process can open a door that leads to deeper insight and paradigm shifts in their life and relationships. With or without therapy, however, learning certain skills and strategies, it is possible to diminish personal and professional struggles and at the same time be boosting happiness, health, and well-being.
What are some of the toughest challenges women face, and what are the most important skills you teach them to deal with these challenges as discussed in your book?
Some of the greatest challenges that women face have not changed over the decades, over the centuries even, and they revolve around self-esteem issues. Although I have to say that men struggle with self-esteem issues as well, but usually they deal with them somewhat differently, so I won't be addressing that now. Women often feel like they don't measure up, like they're not good enough. For example, they might struggle with parenting concerns or the pressure about being a perfect mother. And for many women, whether they are mothers or not, the wish is to be perfect at home, perfect at work. And ultimately, it's a setup for failure and disappointment because it's simply impossible to achieve this. So it's a good idea to learn how to recalibrate this idealized notion of perfection. Today, work-life balance, juggling work, love, fun, relationships, self-care is perhaps the greatest challenge or stressor of them all. Many women, as I see it, end up feeling deeply lonely, frazzled, and like they're spinning out of control as a result of all of these competing demands. And none of us can do our lives perfectly. So the ideal is to shoot for the best and then see our mistakes as another learning opportunity. And my focus is to teach women how to take stock of the big picture rather than getting lost in the minutiae. I help women to make the most of their everyday lives by lowering unrealistic expectations and helping them to manage their self-care and relationships. The most important skills that I teach are how to be more self-compassionate, how to let go of self-defeating thoughts and behaviors, how to forgive, and how to be grateful. And all of this is in the service of having healthier relationships with others. And that's ultimately what brings us our greatest sense of joy and fulfillment. So I think whatever we end up learning about ourselves is so vital in terms of our capacity to self-nurture, but ultimately it's about having a good support system and good relationships.
Today we are with Dr. Randy Kamen, psychologist, educator, and author of Behind the Therapy Door, Simple Strategies to Transform Your Life, here on eHealth Radio, Stress Management and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kamen, in your opinion, what makes your approach different from other experts in your field?
Well, I combine different perspectives, psychological perspectives. I look at psychodynamic. I combine psychodynamic and cognitive behavioral therapy with mind-body approaches. So what that means is I actively work together with people to help them develop insight into the root causes of their problems or challenges, and then help them develop tools so that they could change or modify unhealthy thought patterns and behaviors. For example, if someone is talking about a painful memory, we will talk about this, but in the end, not make it the central focus. I would help, for example, a woman to reframe her story so that it feels less toxic, so that she's not perseverating, she's not going over it and over it throughout her life, that there is a new understanding, a new perspective of it. I would also help her to be more present by learning certain mind-body strategies like abdominal breathing, relaxation, perhaps meditation if she's open to it, or visualization, so that she has a tool that could help her tolerate difficult emotions, live more in the present, and have a healthy capacity to move forward. Because without these tools, it makes it really hard. If you just have a deep understanding of your problems but no tools to help move through, it's really hard to get to a point of resolution and get to a point of self-regulation. And the thing is, we know so much today about how to train the brain to be more positive, optimistic, and resilient. It's really an amazing time in psychological history. And changing the way the brain fires by using these methods can absolutely lead to personal transformation regardless of somebody's past history.
What would you consider the single most important thing we can do, or we can all do on a daily basis, to deal with challenges and transform our life for the better?
So, without a doubt, if I were to narrow it down to one single thing, I would say to breathe abdominally. And I know that seems too simplistic, but breathing is a skill, and it's a skill that for some reason most of us do not do well. And if there's one thing that could transform your minute-to-minute consciousness, it's learning to breathe abdominally. So many of us rush through the day just holding our breath, wishing minutes away, wishing experiences away, or we take shallow breaths and we just get by rather than really living in our bodies. And the simplest and most powerful change to become more calm, present, and focused is this ability to integrate abdominal or belly breathing into everyday life. And it helps not only to self-regulate, but to manage chronic pain and painful emotions and difficult transitions, and leads to health, happiness, and longevity. Such a simple skill as belly breathing can make such a profound difference in our lives. And I absolutely have seen that taking a few deep breaths is the fastest way to change somebody's consciousness, change their energy level, their health, and to just feel more present and grounded.
Well, in conclusion, tagging on to that, how does abdominal breathing actually work?
Okay, well, it's really actually very simple to do, but most of us, we all did it as a baby. We all breathed abdominally as a baby. And if you watched a baby, you'd see that their belly is just, their whole body is breathing. Their belly is breathing in and out with each new breath. And the way that we breathe abdominally is to, well, one way to teach yourself is to sit in a comfortable position with one hand on the low belly, the other on the chest. And when you breathe in, you're breathing into the low belly, that is below the navel. So you're expanding your low belly as you breathe out. And when you breathe out, your belly is going in. It's not really a muscular activity, but it might feel muscular at the beginning. So you're breathing in, expanding your low belly, and out, letting it out, and your belly is flattening, is going in. And the action is mostly in the belly, and you don't want to feel a lot of activity happening in the chest. Most people, when they breathe, they're breathing and they're puffing up their chests, and then they breathe out and their chests are going in, but you really want to deepen it, because what happens when you breathe is the air travels down into the lungs. The lungs expand, pushing the diaphragm down. And if we don't expand the low belly, the diaphragm doesn't drop down completely, and we don't take a full breath. And then in not taking a full deep breath, what happens is we become anxious and depressed, and we don't feel like we're in our bodies in the present moment. It's the quickest way, as I said before, to just feeling present and combating anxiety just in the moment, because you can't be anxious and relaxed at the same time. So if you breathe abdominally, you will be reducing automatically the anxiety, which is why if you're having a panic attack, the first thing that happens is the medics come and they say, breathe into this bag, because you're blowing the oxygen out and you're forcing a deep breath in, and then you're making yourself do this deep breathing process that gets you into a more relaxed state.
Well, certainly great and helpful information on this topic. Thanks so much. Really a privilege to have had you today. If you would tell our listeners where they not only can connect with you, but to get information, more information online, but also where they can pick up your book.
Well, my book, Behind the Therapy Door, is available on Amazon. And it's available as an ebook or a paperback. And my website is that's my email. My website is Dr. Randy Kamen, RandyKamen.com. And I could be reached anytime.
Well, certainly appreciate that. And Dr. Kamen, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Randy Kamen, psychologist, educator, and author of Behind the Therapy Door, Simple Strategies to Transform Your Life. And once again, the website for more information and for contact, it's drrandykamen.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.